Radio, very popular subject. Good to see. Everyone says radio's over and done with. No. Still very popular.
Yeah.
Radio play. What exactly is radio play about?
It's a little unusual. Radio play is billed as a theatrical dance romance. And I'm looking at radio play as a theatrical piece. A modern dancer named Marnie Taylor is 50 years old, and she thinks she's at the end of her dancing career. And she's a little disoriented, and she thinks that she's looking at her life as a radio play, in which she's looking at it from afar and not really actually participating in it. And she begins looking for what she calls, quote-unquote, a real job in an office.
Okay.
She's interviewed by Angus Portland, a middle-aged klutz who is bored with his mundane job. Marnie's problem is that she's got absolutely no skills whatsoever except that she can dance.
No.
And so Angus says, show me that how you can dance. And from there, the romance develops with a light and a simple table. This play forms around that prop. So we wonder, is it fantasy? Is it real? Or is it a radio play?
How does this all play out then between the dancer and, as you say, the klutz?
Well, I think it plays out really beautifully when you consider that Marnie is played by the wondrous Peggy Baker, a modern dancing star in this country.
Icon
indeed. Icon. And Angus the Klutz is played by established stage actor Michael Healy.
No slouch himself.
Not really. No sludge. This gem of a show was written and directed by Denise Clark, herself a gifted dancer actor, and both Baker and Clark worked to create this show. It has wit, it's got whimsy, has emotional depth and sweetness. And if there is another word to describe radio play, it's surprise. Surprise! Surprise. Both Baker and Healy do things we don't usually expect of them. She acts and he begins to dance. And while Marnie shows Angus what she does for a living, he begins to come out of his klutzy shell. And in his awkward way, Angus becomes graceful, joining her in the dance, thanks to Healy's engaging performance. As for Baker, she's a dancing powerhouse. She is one long, muscular sinew and elegance personified. She's got really big hands.
Yeah, I've shaken those hands.
Very big hands. It's like watching soaring Canada geese fly up from those arms. It's wonderful.
A bit confused, though. I mean, is this for dance fans? Is it for theater fans?
I think it's for both. If you've never had the privilege of seeing Peggy Baker dance, don't miss this opportunity. And Michael Healy is an acting, dancing revelation.
So there you go. The theater, dance, piece, radio play.
It works.
It works. This evening, you're going to see It's a Wonderful Life, staged version. Most people know, of course, a Christmas time favorite on the big screen.
Right.
Where's the radio part of this?
Let me give you a quick synopsis, first of all. We know the film. George Bailey is a small town resident who's ambitious and restless. He wants to travel the world, but he's tied to working in his father's savings and loans business. Oh, talk about disaster there. Business is in trouble. Surprise. Something that really resonates in this economic climate this year. George is in trouble as well. A guardian angel named Clarence appears to help him. Now the radio angle. This adaptation is set in the 1940s. True to the setting of the film, it unfolds as if it's behind the scenes drama in a small radio station. So we've got actors who appear for work, ready to enact the story of Trouble George on air.
Right.
It's presented as a radio play within a play, happening in a theater. Don't be confused. It'll all work out.
I'm sure it will.
It stars some stellar actors. Mike Shera, a veteran of Shaw and other big shows, plays George Bailey. Patrick McKenna, well known for TV shows like Traitors, plays Clarence. I look forward to seeing it tonight. I'm intrigued as to how they're going to add theater and drama to the basic concept of actors standing and reading into microphones. And I'm also curious to see what sort of fresh spin they can add to this classic story. It's more a way of creative telling. Is it going to be this more of the same? Are they going to do something different? Mm. I look forward to seeing what they're going to do.
And we look forward to seeing you
on the 5th.
Next Friday.
I look forward to
on stage at Glenn Gould Studio.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Pleasure.